extremely troubling to me that the more and more I see of this, the less I feel able to trust reporting across the board when there seems to be this, you know, wholesale mismatch between what is being propagated on international media and the reality and the facts on the ground.
That was this week's Difficult Woman, Natasha Hausdorff. If you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back on Catch Up on both Global Player and the LBC app, where you can stay up to date on the top stories and opinion, put your news categories in the order you want, pause and rewind live radio, and listen to a range of podcasts. Download the official LBC app for free from your app store now. Coming up at one on LBC, it's Clive Bull, but now it's time for Nick Abbott.
Thank you, Rachel. This week, Robert Jenrick went train ticket evader spotting. It's like train spotting, only you go with a camera crew and security backup. It's still a friendless, lonely pursuit, but at least you get a YouTube video from it and remind people you still exist. In other news, Nigel Farage either is or is not the most likely person to be our next Prime Minister, depending on which question you ask people. Do the public like him? Yes, no. In that order. And another commission looks into the laws on cannabis and comes to the same conclusion as the last 8,600 commissions. And got the same response. That and more coming up with me, Nick Abbott, after the new news at 10 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom, President Trump has appeared to suggest Elon Musk will continue working with his administration. He made the remarks during a news conference called to mark the end of his time running the controversial Department of Government Efficiency. But the technology billionaire also says he will continue being a friend and advisor to Donald Trump. LBC's US correspondent Nick Harper says his record is a mixed one.
He has axed about 250,000 government jobs, and he's tried to save about $2 trillion trying to take that off the government budget. It hasn't quite managed that amount. He admitted during the press conference it was closer to $160 billion worth of savings. But he also said that he feels that he'll still be involved in some way, shape or form with the government.
The head of the Prison Officers Association has told LBC he believes a weapon used to stab a prison officer was probably delivered to the jail concerned by a drone. Police say the 25-year-old suffered serious injuries at HMP Long Larton in Worcestershire. The Ministry of Justice has declined to comment on the specific claim. LBC's George Ike says inspectors assessed the prison about 5 months ago.
They identified some pretty major issues, including the use of drones by serious organised crime groups, but most significantly in this context, inspectors said that men complained basic things like getting a PIN for their cell phone and property being stuck inside reception were taking too long, and this is a direct quote from that report, that was likely to be contributing to high levels of staff assault.
The Defence Secretary says the commitment to spend 3% of the country's GDP on defence by 2034 is a firm one. John Healey's told a newspaper he has no doubt the government will meet its target. The Attorney General says he regrets making remarks where he compared the calls for the UK to leave international courts with events in Germany during the 1930s. A spokesperson for Lord Richard Hermer says he acknowledges his choice of words was clumsy. And in sport, England have thrashed Portugal 6-0 in the Women's Nations League at Wembley. Elsewhere tonight, Scotland lost 1-0 to Austria, and Wales have been relegated from the top tier of the competition after being beaten 1-0 by Denmark. Northern Ireland lost 4-0 at home to Poland. In the city, the FTSE 100 has closed up 55 points at 87.72. The pound buys $1.34 and €1.18. LBC weather, showers in the north and the west of the country overnight, but dry and mainly clear in the south and east. We'll see a low of 5 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
You're joking.
Well, let's get back to it.
The UK has just experienced its sunniest spring on record as in ever. But this includes huge regional variations. Listeners in Glasgow will have got their own weather. Mail Online analysed Met Office data on a range of locations across the UK to determine which are the least sunny. Glasgow, number one, by which I mean last. The least sunny place in the land, Glasgow.
Damn it!
Glasgow was number one. Manchester was second, as in next to last. At the other end of the scale, Plymouth was in the last place for having the least amount of non-sunny days, which is to say it was the sunniest. Are you following this?
No.
And among all this, numbers reveal that the UK has just experienced its sunniest spring on record. The previous record was set in 2020. Seven of the top sunniest springs since 1910 have all occurred since the year 2000. Are you seeing a trend?
No.
The Met Office is expected to publish figures for rainfall shortly, which will likely show that the UK has also experienced one of its driest ever springs. And there's already a drought being called in northern England land, and water company executives there are asking people to be cautious with their water use. And they said that while boating on a lake of water that had sprung from burst pipes in the road, which happened because the water company spent all of the money the customers were forced to give them on bonuses for executives for excellence in showing up to work. Meanwhile, a Spanish plume could see Brits basking in 25 centigrade temperatures, which is an indication that we are a country of baskers.
Correct.
There's a heat wave that Spaniards are currently suffering or enjoying, depending on whether they have to spend much time outdoors working. I mean, if they're bricklayers, I imagine they're suffering. If they're working in an air-conditioned office, well, they probably don't mind that much.
I don't care.
See? Not that bothered. It's a Spanish plume, not a Spanish stroll. That's Mink DeVille.
Rock and roll!
Bang up to date musical references, kids. I hope you're writing this stuff down. You could mention it in passing to your online friends and they think you will be hip and with it. But that Spanish plume is coming our way. It comes over here. We will shortly be surrounded by second-hand European air that's been inside Spanish people.
Disgusting.
And depending on which forecast do you believe, we're either going to have a mini heat wave and scorching sunshine, or it'll be cold and wet. How can they see the same information and come to such completely different conclusions? It's almost as though they don't know what they're talking about. How are those super-accurate weather computers working out, by the way?
Oh, fabulous.
Okay, here's what they say. Tomorrow, mainly dry, with sunny spells and breezy. Feeling warm in the southeast, rain heavy at times across northern areas. Well, northwestern areas, I bet. One moment, please. I can check on that while you wait. But I think that we all know what I'm going to find. One moment, please. Your call is not important to us. If it was, we'd have picked up by now. Look at this. It's not raining right now, but it will be raining at midnight. It will also be raining tomorrow with thunder, lightning, very, very frightening. It will be raining on Sunday and... not raining on Monday. Pfft, rubbish. It will be raining on Tuesday and raining on Wednesday and raining on Thursday and raining on Friday and raining on Saturday and raining next to Sunday and raining on Monday the 9th and... Oh, no! You get a dry day on Tuesday. That's one dry day per week. Your vestments will remain damp, however. So, that's tomorrow. Would you like to hear the long-range weather forecast for the next 4 weeks?
No!
Okay, first half of June. At first, unsettled with showers or longer spells of rain, heavy at times and windy. Then, dry in the south, rain in the northwest. Temperatures below normal at first, rising above average later. And then, second half of June... It's practically July already. Summer almost over. Nearly time to get the tinsel out. Jesus' birthday just around the corner. Second half of June, wet and cloudy, interspersed with dry and sunny periods. The wettest conditions on average likely to be in the northwest, with the driest weather in the southeast. Temperatures are most likely to be near or slightly above normal, perhaps with some hot spells at times. We'll take it. Pauline Kent says, I was thinking about getting into the app business. Maybe I should invent the Where's Farage app. Once downloaded, you could then check to see if he's been to Clacton or Parliament recently. You could buy additional microtransactions like those used to dress your on-screen avatar. Choose from a pretend farmer, salt of the earth bloke in a pub, or simply as a character who talks endlessly about fish. Do you want in?
I'm a nutcase.
Yeah, get me in on the ground floor with that one, Paul. That's a goer. Simon in Montrose says, Hi Nick, I'm just back from the annual Tomatina Festival. There were signs everywhere saying, throw only tomatoes. An obvious reference to the 2008 Anvil incident. It seems, I don't know, I mean, I know that they're leftover tomatoes. Well, I don't know anything of the sort. I'm presuming that they're not pizza quality tomatoes and that they are leftover and surplus to requirements. But there's surely something better that they could do with them than throw them at each other. Even if it does give amusing pictures. You know, much like that chasing a cheese down a hill thing. I mean, it's funny. But isn't there something better to do with the cheese? I'm only thinking of the cows. All that effort, then someone chucks it down a hill. Somerset. Hello, John.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. It's funny you just mentioned cheese rolling. Me and my partner were looking at videos of that yesterday.
Yes, very, very funny.
It was funny, but also, like, some of them get hospitalised.
Yes, they do, yeah. It's extremely dangerous. If you see it straight on, it doesn't look that bad, but if you see it from the side, that is a hell of a hill that they're going down. I mean, they might as well throw themselves off a cliff in order to catch a bit of dirty cheese.
Well, to be honest, it's the waste of cheese that I'm concerned about.
Yes. Never mind about the people. Let's think about the dairy.
I think we should, you know, save the cheese.
Save the cheese, yeah. Let's start a movement.
Like save the whale.
Yeah, okay, sure. Save the whale. Yeah, why not?
But anyway, I was
reading
you up.
Although, on that subject, whales know what they've done. So, I'm not so sure.
What have whales done?
Well, what's this having to travel 3,000 miles to have hot whale interpersonal action with each other? Why can't they just do it where they are?
Why don't they just do it on the road?
What?
In the road.
Whales?
Isn't that a song?
No, yeah, well, it is a song, yeah, but it's not... It would be inadvisable for a whale to try to have whale relations on a road.
I think so.
I could check on that. Get David Attenborough on the phone and he'll explain it to us.
Well, that's a good idea. But also, earlier on today, I said to my missus about somebody, I said, I'm going to tell him straight. I said, I'm going to tell him not to have a cow. And she said, what do you mean? And then I Googled it. I said, I think there's an expression saying, don't have a cow,
mate. Don't have a cow, yeah.
Don't have a cow, man.
I wonder what the derivation of that is. Why is don't have a cow synonymous with not getting upset or, you know, going into a rage? What is that about? I bet the internet knows.
The AI will know.
Yeah, most definitely. And it will give us the wrong answer just because, you know, just out of spite, because it's too busy planning our downfall.
Affirmative.
Hey, by the way, there was, there was a fascinating interview that I had with a chap who was all about AI last Sunday on the Sunday show, and it was after midnight. I'm going to put it in this week's best of because it was both interesting and funny and absolutely terrifying. And I would imagine that after midnight on a Sunday, not many people actually heard it. So I'll put that on the best of the Nick Abbott Habit as a slight change to the normal format. I'll put that out on Monday. So that's something to look forward to, John, being terrified.
I look forward to that. And please let me tell you this extra story.
Yes.
It isn't what I was going to talk to you about, because I spoke to a producer, but my partner's literally just written it on a yellow post-it note, right?
you're getting cues.
I'm getting cues, right? So about a week ago, right, I got a phone call from an unknown number. And it said, hello, is that John? And I won't give my name away. And I went, yes, that's me. And it sounded like a woman, right? A really friendly person. And it said, I'm calling from EE, and I'm with EE. But I get my mobile phone and my internet from EE. And she said, are you self-employed or employed, right? And I said, oh, I'm self-employed. And she said, oh, we've got some great new offers. And she said, I'll just put you through to somebody else, right? Now, she put me through to somebody else, and at that point, I thought, I've just been speaking to a computer.
Really?
Really. But, and I was fooled by it for a second. Mm. Anyway, I hung up because I thought, oh, I can't be bothered to find out what the deal is or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, the same number rang me yesterday, and I recognised the number, and I put it on loudspeaker, and I spend my day on the phone talking to people. That's part of my job, is making lots of phone calls.
And, anyway, and then in your time off, you call me.
Exactly.
you're a slave to your instrument.
I am, absolutely. So this, I recognised the number, and I said, oh, hello. And she says, is this John's surname? And I said, yeah, that's me. She said, oh, we got some great offers from EE. She said, I need to ask you, are you self-employed or employed? I said, I'm self-employed. And then I said, but before you go, I said, I don't know if this will be good news to you. I said, but I work as a self-employed person on a small planet called Mars near to Earth. And then, without any hesitation, it said, well, we've got some great offers for self-employed Martians.
No, it did not.
It did.
No, it did not. It did not say. It did not say Martians.
It said Martians. I guarantee you.
All right, then.
I wouldn't make it up. I'll send you the number.
Yeah, no, don't. What evidence do we have, though, John, that you are not artificial intelligence?
Well, I haven't become self-aware as yet.
Right, OK. Well, let us know as soon as you do.
Correct.
And then we'll make appropriate... We'll take appropriate measures. I think we have to find an abandoned 1950s nuclear fallout shelter and realise that we've been sent there in order to die by the robot.
Affirmative.
Simon in Montrose says, hi, Nick, I'm just back from the... No, I've read that one already. He's still back from the tomato wasting festival. And then we went to cheese and, you know, all the rest of it. The tomatoes used in Tomatina are not fresh for consumption. They are specially grown tomatoes that are deemed unfit for sale and would otherwise be discarded. They are specifically, not specially grown. That would be something else. I was going to take issue with that. They are specifically tomatoes that are deemed unfit for sale and would otherwise be discarded. This means they may be overly ripe, bruised, or not meeting strict quality standards to prevent them from being sold. Strict quality standards! Well, I don't buy that. I'm sorry, but I just don't. How can all those tomatoes not be possibly used in a better way other than people throwing them at each other? I just don't buy it. I mean, the kind of vegetables that we get at the supermarket are all chosen because they're perfect, not because they taste of anything, just because they look nice, because the consumer demands that. In fact, recently there's been a move to put ugly fruit and vegetables in bags and sell them off relatively cheap. And nobody wants them, because they don't look nice. Oh, it's got, like, spots on, don't like it. You know, like that. Like it used to be. Anybody of a certain age can remember being a criminal as a child and scrumping for apples. You'd crawl through the fence to the next door's place and pull apples off their tree in order to eat them. And they were revolting. But that's neither here nor there. They didn't look very nice because they had, you know, an insect had taken a bite out of one and they had a little bit of, I don't know what they're called, but, you know, like not a bruise necessarily, but it was imperfect skin and we don't want them. That's probably the reason why nothing tastes of anything anymore, because it's not grown for taste, it's grown for looks. Yeah, I don't buy that... those tomatoes are all... Because why would they grow so many tomatoes that are unfit for human consumption? That seems year after year after year. Same thing every year. They're making the same mistake over and over and over again. Don't buy it. 0345 6060973. Text 84850. Email nicka@lbc.co.uk. If you're on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. 0345 6060973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
This is LBC. Listen on the move with the all-new LBC app. Download it for free from the App Store.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
A Thameslink train is a place where family moments become more peaceful. Where you can spread out and a game of I Spy gets a scenic upgrade with snacks, stories and the occasional sheep for a bonus point. Less stress, more yes with kids' tickets for £2 at thameslinkrailway.com. Terms apply.
With Little Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Little Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6th, 25. Full T's and C's apply. See little.co.uk/spin.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 60 60973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Line, please.
Omar in Manchester says, why don't prisons install signal jammers around the sites so drones can't be flown? What's that got to do with anything that I'm talking about on this show? I don't know. This text says, because presumably they would jam other things as well. Can you specifically just jam a drone? Do they operate on only one wavelength that nothing else uses? Because if that's not the case, then you can't just blanket jam all signals around a prison, because people live around prisons. I imagine that's the reason, Omar. Thanks for asking. This says, name for Trump, Taco Bell. Why is that funny? A bit, apart from the taco thing, Trump always chickens out. Trump always chickens out. And he does too. Gabriel in Hackney, very unfair. Gabriel in Hackney says, did you see actress Sydney Sweeney is releasing a brand new bath soap range? She's producing a range containing her actual bathwater in her soap for her fan base.
Disgusting.
Okay, couple of questions. Question one, who's Sydney Sweeney? Not the Sweeney, surely. Not your Nick Sunshine. Get your trousers on, you're going down a Nick. Not that Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney. Who is it? Anybody have any idea? Oh, man with his hand in the air. Yes?
She is a very popular actress.
No, not really. What's she been in?
I don't know why she's done this. It really seems...
Yeah, never mind about that. What's she been in?
Oh, what's she been in? Euphoria's the her big thing.
Euphoria.
That she was in. It was a TV
that's
show.
That TV show about kids taking drugs. Just say no. Just say no thank you. I mean, good manners don't cost nothing, do they?
Be polite!
Wigan, hello, Margaret.
Hello, Nick. I just thought I'd keep you updated on the darts final that was last night at the O2.
Oh, the darts final!
Boring!
Go ahead.
Well, Luke Littler, who we all hoped would win, he didn't in the end.
Oh, right. Why is that, then?
He lost. Luke Humphries won.
Another
so
Luke?
It was a bit of a disappointment.
Another Luke? Two Lukes?
Another Luke. Two Lukes.
And why didn't you want the other guy to win?
Well, no, I like him as well, but Luke Littler lives quite local to me.
Oh.
And because he's so young, he's only 18.
Right.
So you're sort of thinking, oh, he could do... Because he won it last year.
Yes.
When he was 17. So right. You're thinking, oh, he could do it again. And
don't you think it's a wasted life? Being indoors all the time as a young person should be out enjoying himself, and he's doing an old man's game that normally just whiles away the time in between sups of warm beer.
Well, there's rumours, Maggie, that is on the internet, and you can't always believe it, but he's getting a bit bored, so I don't know. He's a millionaire now, so he can do something else.
Right. He's getting bored. Well, I feel his pain. I'm next to passing out just talking about it. All right, good work then, Margaret. So it's Luke somebody beat Luke somebody else and clinched the title for Luke. For Luke's Everywhere. Let's have a small moment of appreciation for Luke's Everywhere. Okay, that'll do. This text says, are we getting foreign weather? Coming here illegally, expecting free phones and sausage rolls. We need an honest Bob Jenrick stopping it at the stations. Yeah. Honest Bob. He really has been about this week, hasn't he? Showing off the weight loss. You're half the man you used to be, Robert Jenrick. And I mean that in all possible means of that phrase. Simon in Bray says, I don't doubt that this has been the driest spring on record, but I would take issue on it being the sunniest spring, other than a few days in the early part of May. It's been pretty cloudy. Today was a classic example of 10 minutes of sunshine followed by cloudiness, says Simon in Bray. Wherever that is, I think it's on the outskirts of Glasgow. I think you'll find that that is correct. Josie says, evening, Nick. I saw a nice quote in the week, but can't remember where I saw it. It read, a bad idea of Joe Biden is way better than a good idea of Trump's. Made me smile, says Josie, who has just put herself on a list. I would move if I were you, Josie. Or at the very least, draw your curtains and never open the door to anyone. In fact, I would walk in a crouched position past your door, just in case. Sam in Cambridge says, anyone who thinks that Musk went of his own accord is missing a brain. Well, I think that Elon Musk did everything that he set out to do. Gutted all of the institutions of government that were overseeing his various businesses. Job done. Why Taco Bell is funny, coming in from next door. Trump always chickens out. Yeah, I just said that. God, he's correcting me on stuff that I've just said. I know that. Are you on delay? 0345 6060 973. Merthyr Tydfil. Hello, Jeff.
Hiya, Nick. How are you keeping, boy?
Good, thanks.
Good. Missed a good Sunday with the old unmentionable place. We can't mention it anymore. It was
what?
Tremendous. Started at 12. I lost track about 3 o'clock.
Oh, you mean you were down at the boozer? Ducking the goose and cuckoo, yes.
Yeah, well, anyway, you said it, not me. Now, listen, I'm on Twitter, okay? And I'm scrolling through, and suddenly I came across on the timeline the cesspit, Elon Musk's.
Yes. It's getting worse, isn't it? I mean, all of the videos that I used to get, they're not there anymore. All I get now is, here's the moment when somebody bumped into a police car and then it went bad. And what happens next will shock you, you know, that kind of stuff.
It's just rubbish.
It's moments before and after somebody gets punched or shot or killed. Or, you know, it's just constant, that. I can't take it anymore.
It's a cesspit. Yeah. It's a cesspit. Anyway, so I came across this military parade in Lithuania, or Latvia, one or two. And Merz, Chancellor of Germany, was, and the one in Lithuania, well, overseeing this.
Who is the Chancellor for Lithuania?
Hey.
Well, you did bring it up.
I'm sorry about this. I'm not in.
No idea.
No. I'm the Welsh correspondent.
Right.
Remember?
Okay. You don't know nothing about Lithuania. Who even brought the subject up in the first place? Unreasonable.
I'm sorry about this, but. Okay, the two of them overseeing this march of German and Lithuanian troops.
Right.
And there they were, pounding away. Mm-hmm. And I was listening. And there was this sort of military music going along with it.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, hang on, that doesn't sound right to me.
I bet I know what you're about to say.
Yeah, it was Benny Hill.
Oh, Benny Hill.
You know that sort of thing that Benny Hill used to play?
That?
But it, they
used the Benny Hill march to a military parade. No, they did not.
Yeah, but it was a Russian bot that put it on. Okay? It was part of this.
It wasn't the music at the event itself. It was a musical that they put on the video. Got it.
Yeah. Right. And they put it on to mock it, to make it into a funny affair.
Yes.
And I looked through then, and the whole timeline is full of all this Russian
stuff. Yeah.
Which is really, you know, and it was packed out.
What's most noticeable to me is that all of these furious people online who will go on and on and will just burst a blood vessel if anybody says anything remotely nice or pleasant. Oh, you know, you should kill yourself. You know, all of those people. They have about 3 followers, an anonymous account, and an official blue tick.
Oh, yeah, the one they buy, yeah. Yeah, but the whole point is, isn't it, that the whole of the Twitter seems to be full of this stuff. And then I see 5-minute length thing, somebody from Russia had put it out, of Putin walking through the palace in the Kremlin,
yeah,
in that strange walk. Have you noticed?
Very, very stiff. Yeah, it's very. He doesn't bend his elbows, does he?
One arm doesn't move. Have a look at him again. It's like as if the whole body is disjointed.
Mm.
Maybe he
actually died about 6 years ago. They just wheel him around on a trolley. Like they put a rod up his back and then secure him to one of those robot vacuum cleaners and just move him about the place.
Well, the thing is, Twitter seems to be taken over by these bots at the moment, and the stuff they put out, they got some poor unfortunate supposedly deserted from either the Ukrainian or the Russian.
You're not going to tell me something unpleasant now, are you?
I'm not going to. But that's typical, right, you know, of what's coming out of there.
Just say no, Jeff. Just get off that site.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. What I don't understand about that site is where's the money coming from? Because I've never seen an advert on that site, ever. I mean, I've got very basic, rudimentary, free advertising blocking, but I can't imagine that the giant brain that is Elon Musk would be foiled by that. Because nothing else is. I get adverts from absolutely everything else I look at, but nothing on Twitter. People just not advertising on there anymore. They don't want their product to be associated with that mess, quite possibly. 0345-6060-973. It's just past 10:30. The news headlines with Tim Daly.
The Ministry of Justice has declined to comment on claims from the Prison Officers Association. A member was stabbed with a weapon delivered to a jail by a drone. It's been talking to LBC after a 25-year-old suffered serious injuries at HMP Long Larton in Worcestershire. Donald Trump has said farewell to Elon Musk during a news conference in the Oval Office. He's stepping down from his role at the Department of Government Efficiency, but says he'll continue advising the president. And the defense secretary says the commitment to spend 3% of the country's GDP on defense by 2034 is a firm one. John Healy's told a newspaper he has no doubt the government will meet its target. LBC weather, breezy for much of the country overnight, with risk of showers in the north and the west, dry and mainly clear in the south and east, with a low of 5 degrees.
This is LBC.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Amazon offers employees up to £8,000 for education and training, like Juliet. She's now a trained technician, and to her, the sound of machinery in need of repair reminds her of how far she's come. In 2 years, she's landed her dream job, providing her with valuable skills. That's up to £8,000 for education and training at Amazon. Eligibility conditions apply.
Getting ready for summer? It's time to scrub the barbecue, mow the lawn and dust off the wine glasses. At Waitrose, we're getting ready with 25% off six or more bottles of wine or fizz over £6. Like a fruity San Leo Prosecco, perfect with aged Parma ham. Or a crisp Whispering Angel Rosé, ideal for your first barbecue. And our number one Chablis, the aromas of fresh peach pair beautifully with a seafood salad. Start the summer with some great savings at Waitrose. Selected stores online, subject to availability. Excludes Scotland, boxed wines and bottles priced £100 and over.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345
6060973. Oh, hello.
This says the TfL guy criticising Jenrick for not doing a risk assessment before filming ticket dodgers on the tube. Meanwhile, on a hill a few miles away, people are tumbling headfirst down a hill chasing cheese. What a country we live in. Yeah, we do. I can't believe that they're still allowed to do that. I mean, the amount of casualties that must have been airlifted to hospital from that cheese-chasing thing, year after year, same thing every year. I mean, they fall down like rag dolls. That's why it's funny, is because you don't normally see people moving like that, like they're tiny little dolls. It's amusing to everybody, apart from the people it's happening to. I imagine it's quite painful, but, you know, they knew what they were getting into. Message from next door. This year, two people were sent to hospital following the cheese chase. No. Yes. Cheese. Just. It must have changed the spelling on chase about five times. Just move on. Too late now. Yes, two people were sent to hospital following the cheese chase. Can you believe that? Robert Jenrick, though. Should we do him? Why not? What a character, eh? The Shadow Justice Secretary, Robert Jenrick, has suggested that London is too dangerous after undertaking a vigilante fare-dodging exercise. He wanted to know which idiot party had been in power for 14 years since 2010 that allowed this to happen. Anyone with details should send them to The Guilty Party. The Shadow Justice Secretary, Robert Jenrick, filmed himself going after people who were not paying their fares on the London Underground. In a video posted on social media, he followed them and asked them why they thought it was OK not to follow the rules. He bravely tackled people with only a camera crew and minders to keep him safe. You remember Robert Jenrick is the one that came second to Kemi Badenoch in a Tory leadership race. That's like coming second in the Grand National to a horse that fell over and was shot at the first fence. And Robert Jenrick has been launching a fierce attack on London, presumably to make sure that we don't think he has his eyes on replacing the dead nag that he lost that race to. He claimed the vibe is that the city is too dangerous for people to do many things.
What?
That's what he said, the vibe. What is he, the percussionist in a 1950s jazz band? Who says vibe anymore? Jenrick said, I think London is an amazing city, and I want it to be the best city in the world. But you talk to people, they are now worried about going out in London. People are not wearing watches. People are worried about their mobile phones being stolen. Nightlife is massively down in London because young people don't feel it's a safe city that they want to live in. Well, OK, there's a lot there. That last bit about kids not going out in do a bit of the disco dancing has got nothing to do with young people not feeling it's a safe city that they want to live in, and more to do with they've all closed down. They all closed down over COVID. There's barely a few left anymore. And if people like him want to close the rest of them down. Because, you don't want to be a property developer with a plot of land next to a disco. Solution? Close the disco. Problem solved. And, apart from anything else, it's talking the country down, not patriotic. London is the greatest city on earth. I mean, the only competition is New York. And that has all the attractiveness of a stay in an El Salvadorian prison. It's hideous. It's not built on a people scale. Giant windy canyons of charmless towers. London, on the other hand, is a livable scale.
And we got parks, so many of them, green spaces everywhere you look. New York ain't got no green at all. It's all been executed. Apart from a big blob in the middle, which you can't go to when the sun goes down. And, watches. People are not wearing watches, he said. Well, I do. Everyone I know wears a watch. What he means is people aren't wearing watches that cost £1 million. And that's just common sense. In a country that has as much wealth inequality as ours, thanks in great part to decades of Tory rule prioritising the interests of the super rich, you don't waft around showing off how much money you've got. You wouldn't do that in New York either, or Paris, or anywhere that's not run as a medieval theocracy, which you wouldn't want to live in, unless you're out of your mind. And who might be responsible for a crime wave, if there was one? Well, probably the party that cut 20,000 experienced police officers and lost 22,000 back-office police staff and closed 600 police stations and about half the magistrates' courts in 14 disastrous years. Is it possible that decimating the system of law and order might have had an effect on crime?
Yes.
Yeah, I do believe it is. Unison, the union that represents police staff, last year said, the 14 years since 2010... saw catastrophic cuts to the police service, a rise in recorded crime, unmanageable police force budget deficits, the demise of neighbourhood policing, and the near destruction of the probation service. No part of the criminal justice system has been spared from mismanagement. As a result, justice is not being served or seen to be delivered. In September 2010, the police workforce in England and Wales had 243,000 officers and staff. After 4 years of austerity, in September 2016, the number had shrunk by 45,000. And that was when moon-faced Diddy David Cameron was in charge.
I think this is nonsense.
It's all true, Dave. Still not missing you, by the way. But we know where to find you if we do. You'll be in the shed where they keep the tools. They said... They said, over the same period since 2010 to 2014, 2010 to 2016, police community officer numbers were cut from 16,000 to 10,000, a decline of 36%. The government claimed that there was no link between cutting police numbers and rising crime, but they're wrong. Can you imagine that? No, nothing to do with fewer police persons, more crime. Why would anybody think that, they said. In the year ending June 2016, the Office for National Statistics for police recorded crime in England and Wales over the previous 12 months, that's 2015 to 2016, showed public order offences up 28%, violence against the person offences up 24%, sexual offences up 14%, knife crime up 9%, and firearm offences up 7%. And there's Robert Jenrick, the Tories' current Shadow Justice Secretary, saying, "This is what people say to me. This is, I think, the vibe you get in London," and is Sadiq Khan, who has been presiding over this, and he needs to step up and take action. Sadiq Khan, you know Sadiq Khan, don't you?
No!
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, Sadiq Khan could step up and take action. He could get into a time machine and rig the 2010 election to avoid his going down this plug hole. He could have warned us that it would end with Boris Johnson as our Prime Minister dealing with a pandemic by throwing money at donors on yachts. Except nobody would have believed him. Eh, Bodge?
I can't comment on that.
And it comes after yesterday. Jenrick said he wants authorities to step up and reassert these basic rules after he highlighted fare dodging at a London station. The top Tory... That's not my phrase. That was actually in a newspaper. The top Tory. He said he wants bodies to understand that these things are not small rule breaks, and he was unapologetic about sharing the clip of him doing that. Unapologetic. Shameless, more like. And that is a man who admits that he unlawfully arranged for a property developer donor to avoid £40 million in tax, get crowned the Minister for Justice. I mean... Who were the other people in the frame for that job? Were the great train robbers not available? So in order to attract attention to himself, he went with a crew to film himself haranguing people who he says hadn't paid for a ticket on the tube. He said that staff weren't doing anything to tackle evasion. He said they weren't either trained or didn't have the self-confidence to take action, and I think that's the issue sometimes, he said. No. The issue is those staff are being paid a low wage for a job that's already dangerous, being as how they have to deal with the public in whatever state they're in, and they don't want to jeopardise their life for the price of a £3 ticket. That's the police's job. You know, the ones that the Tories let go. Still, this look-at-me stunt got a lot of press, and I suppose that was what the point was. What a way to run an opposition, eh?
Dreadful.
0345 6060 973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall.
Dame Emily Thornberry, Chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, Labour MP. In Islington as well, of course, joins me in the studio. Do you think we're moving on from the Brexit wars?
I think they probably don't care. I mean, I think that on the whole, those who wanted to leave are happy. Those who didn't want to leave are not particularly happy. But everybody's kind of moved on.
Listen on your radio, on Global Player and the new LBC app.
Do you agree with him that they are using starvation as a weapon of war?
They say that they are not allowing food into Gaza in order to get the hostages back. I have to say, this is not the way to behave. They have to stop. This far-right government is behaving in the most appalling way, and there will be a reckoning.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall. Sunday morning from 10 on LBC.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
When you're smiling.
Banning Dental Group Clinics. With over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ASSIST to 78900 to find out more. That's ASSIST to 78900.
Amazon offers term time working to their employees, like Anton, who's home to look after his daughters during their holidays.
Hello!
To him, this is the best sound in the world. Actually, maybe that's the best sound of all. Now that's term time working. Offered at Amazon. 10 weeks off guaranteed per year. Mix of paid holiday and unpaid time off. Conditions apply.
The McSpicy Frank's Red Hot is back. It's the McSpicy, but hotter. With 100% chicken breast fillet, melty cheese, fiery jalapenos, and the irresistible Frank's Red Hot mayo. Danger, danger. Make it hot. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only. Subject to availability.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Hello, boys.
I want to talk about... I'm sorry about this, but I wanted to talk at some point this evening a little bit about Nigel Farage.
Oh, no.
Yes, because there's two polls, both of which are from the same company, and they are in opposition to each other. We love him, we hate him. At the same time. Probably the same people. It's really bizarre, actually. So I'll get to that in a minute. Also, there was another... Another commission which has released its survey report about the legality of marijuana. Again. And they came to the same conclusion as all of the other commissions that have studied marijuana, and they got the same response from the government. Why do they bother? And I also want to talk about Canada. And there was this story that came out that was kind of interesting about grit. School children are going to be taught to develop grit. Now, I've been carrying this around for about a week or so now. Didn't actually get around to it. One of those stories that sort of came and went. But the issue has not went. It's come, but it's not went yet. And I do believe that you'll find that that is correct. East Yorkshire. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Nick.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Farage as well, but just a couple of bits on Honest Bob Fair.
Yes.
Nobody's pointed out the long-distance trip to deliver a parcel to his parents during COVID, for which he got told off. And the other one, he got a six-month ban for doing nearly double the speed limit. It was nearly double the speed limit.
Well, what was the speed limit?
I don't know, but it was a six-month ban for
it. It was half what he was doing, yeah.
Yeah, and this man is just completely disreputable. What on earth is anyone doing taking any notice of him?
Well, I don't know about disreputable, but he's perhaps not the best person. He wouldn't have been, if I was Kemi Badenoch, which I'm not, but if I was, I would probably have kept looking if I was looking for a shadow justice secretary, because there's just too much material on him.
Yeah, and the other one she's appointed on that is Chris Philp. He's in the legal thing as well, isn't he? Home Secretary or something or other. Could you imagine a pair wet?
I just, every time either of them speak, I just can't get past, are you still talking? I wonder how long it will take for me to think that's not appropriate anymore, but I just can't get past, are you still talking?
Philp's in himself unbelievable, because whatever the subject is, the Labour Party did this, and he always turns everything instantly political, and whatever the Labour Party does is wrong, everything they've ever done is wrong, everything the Tory Party did was right, and it's all political stuff. He doesn't talk about the subject that's under discussion at the time.
Well, this is one of the reasons I believe that people... I hesitate to say this. People are drawn to Farage. I mean, apart from he's one of those Trump-type carnival barkers. So, you know, he sort of commands attention by dint of being loud. It's one of the reasons that they're drawn to him because, and I hear this a lot, and it's completely nonsensical, but people believe it. He says it like it is, and what they mean by that is he talks the kind of language that I understand, and he doesn't bring everything down to party politics. It's more of a sort of individual level of whining grievance, which people are attracted to.
Yeah, short sentences and what have you, like Trump and what have you. But the Farage bit, I think the Labour Party really missed a trick since he came out with the we're going to restore the winter fuel payment, we're going to cancel the two-child benefit cap, and all raise the income tax threshold to 20 grand.
Yes, everybody gets free money.
which will cost 60 billion. Well, the point is, they've criticised him for what he said, which is fair enough. But why didn't they just simply say, well, he would like this, wouldn't he? Because his comments on the Liz Truss budget was that this is the greatest Conservative budget since 1986.
Yes.
And he went over and over it. So all you say is, well, yeah, you would expect it from him. I mean, that's what he said about Truss. Would you buy a second-hand economic model from this man?
Right, but unfortunately, that's not how people think. They've switched off already. You're talking to them about facts. And Andy, one of those Brexit types, one of the truest things he ever said was, this is before the Brexit, it might have been just after it, he said, what we did was not bother them with facts, because facts are like white noise. People have switched off already. You start talking about numbers and it's percentage of this and 50 billion of that, and it does not register. He said, feelings, that's what it's about. It's all about feelings, baby, which is not a way to run a country or even a party, but it's a way to get people who don't think too strongly about things to go along with what you're saying.
Yeah, well, half the voters have got an IQ below 100 and half have got an IQ above 100. And the feelings game works really well with one of those two arms.
Yes. Donald Trump has summed it up succinctly.
I love the poorly educated.
Yeah, they keep giving and giving. They keep buying his meme coins. Yeah, making him a lot of money. Huge.
And he's put another hard man thing out on his Truth Social again.
Who did?
Trump, he's put another one of these things out making him look something like Superman or a wrestler or whatever.
Oh, right. Well, I think partly that is to own the libs, because they'll have a cow if he puts himself out as a superhero, or the Pope, for instance. You know, it's supposed to be all about God and Jesus and all of that, and everyone around him wears a cross, like God would be on their side, and they wouldn't be incinerated forever when the day of judgment comes. But it's just what a way to run a world, eh?
Dreadful.
It is a shocker.
Business
doesn't
matter though,
Mick. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, the sun will come up tomorrow and the birds will still be tweeting. Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, Mike. 0345 6060 973. This text says, as somebody living in Spain, I can confirm that the Spanish plume is in fact incredibly hot. I was out in the sun yesterday and now look ready to be thrown about in a tomatina festival. I don't buy that those tomatoes are not fit for human consumption. That they're only good for throwing down the drain. Because there's lorry loads of them. There's absolutely tons of those tomatoes. And if they grow that many tomatoes every year, and that many are always available for throwing, well, why is that then? Yeah, I don't buy it. I think they're trying to make it as though we're not wasting food here, but they probably actually are. And on that subject, John says, no cheeses are harmed in the rolling. I won back in the 1980s and I got to keep it. It was fine. Well, those cheeses are huge. You didn't eat that all yourself, did you, John? Blimey, you'd need a roto-rooter for your arteries. I'd call an ambulance right now if I were you. Dial 99 and then hover your finger over the other nine, just in case. Alex says, why is the Twitler-in-Chief so obsessed with these weird news conferences? Is it for his own ego, because he wants to be a king? Or is it also to own the libs? With the way he behaves, it's almost as though someone has taken all the dictators from history and merged them inside the body of an orange... an orange human walrus.
Don't be rude.
That is a little bit rude. Yeah. You may have gone a little bit too far there, Alex. They have, metaphorically speaking, got you in their crosshairs. Yeah, I wouldn't go to America anytime soon. I wouldn't fly over it. Just in case your name comes up on some alert list and they down the plane just to get to you. And I wouldn't be remotely surprised if that happened. In fact, I'm going to put it on my Trump bingo list. He's going to bring a plane down carrying an enemy over America. One moment, please. A plane down. And the enemy could be anybody at all. Just somebody who didn't nod and smile at him in the street in the 1980s. He's been harbouring a grudge ever since. Here's my Trumbo bingo card. Have the army or the police or whoever shoot into crowds of protesters. That will happen. Because his popularity is in the toilet. I mean, he's the least popular president at this stage in his presidency in recorded history. I don't know whether that's true, but certainly in the memory of everybody that's alive. Nobody has been less popular. He'll have a military parade in his honour. Well, you know, that's going to happen now. Most of these he's done already. Going to have a military parade in his honour and appear on stage in military uniform. That's not happened yet. But it will. He's going to arrest judges and journalists and close down news sites to tell the truth about him. Yeah, well, he's done the first, he's done the second, and he's a long way down the road for doing the third. He's going to arrest comedians who mock him. I wonder which one's going to be first. I mean, he's either going to arrest them or he's going to try to sue them into a black hole in space. He already did it with that guy called Bill Maher, who... Bill Maher said... this was when Trump was questioning the birthplace of Obakarama. You remember Obakarama, don't you? Yes, that was back when the world made sense. He was questioning Obakarama's birth certificate, his status as American. And Bill Maher put up a picture of an orangutan and said he wants to check the Trump's birth certificate to make sure that he's not half orangutan. And I think Trump sued him for $5 million. Or he tried to, and then it came to nothing. But, you know, for a man who's been part of literally thousands of lawsuits. He's probably sued you too. He's going to close down TV outlets that make fun of him. Trying, for sure. Shut at least one newspaper. Fire professors who tell the truth. Yes, it's always first with the universities, isn't it? We want to get rid of all those intellectuals, the people who can think for themselves. He's going to enrich individuals and companies that give him money. Absolutely. He's going to arrest and convict citizens without a trial. Happened already. He's going to show executions on national media. Well, that's one that hasn't happened, but I'm expecting it to happen. Probably with that that guy who shot the health chief, Mangione. Chuck Mangione. Chuck Mangione knows what he's done. He's going to stay in office after the full term, absolutely, and have portraits of himself posted in all schools and government buildings. And he's already got a head start on that. I'm going to have to come up with another bingo card, assuming we all live that long. 0345 6060973, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10, Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. The Ministry of Justice has declined to comment after claims a prison officer was stabbed with a weapon delivered to a jail by a drone. Their union's been talking to LBC after a 25-year-old